Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. I'd like to tell you today about a dinner on Mount Agnes. It's actually not a dinner, but a lunch. In 1908, the U.S. Forest Service undertook the job of building permanent trail in the Agnes and Bridge Creek Valleys, both major tributaries of the Stehekin River. The original contract for building them was $12,000, considerably less than the 1947 cost of clearing the logs out of the same routes. Neither of those trails had been cleared since 1942, when the U.S. joined in World War II. The trails were a real mess after 5 years of neglect. Asa Post was a member of those 1908 trail building crews, and in his spare time he would explore around, looking for scenes to photograph with his bulky 5x7-inch plate camera. Tucked away in its leather case was a selection of glass negative holders, which, together with the tripod, made a heavy, cumbersome load. For most of these ventures, he hiked alone after work, and on weekends, he made more adventurous hikes. As a child, Austin, son of Asa, spent many hours examining and dreaming of the day when he, too, could seek out these same wilderness scenes. A favorite was a view labeled Dinner on Mount Agnes. It showed a rugged region of mighty rock peaks and icy glaciers. The 1947 trail clearing jobs with the Forest Service proved to be the ideal time for him to search for and re-photograph the various mountain, waterfall, and campsite scenes that had been recorded 39 years previously. To locate the exact spot where Dinner on Mount Agnes photo was taken required crossing the South Fork of the Agnes River via a very slippery fallen tree as a footlog, then scrambling up a wood ridge that became a succession of cliffs near the crest. On top of the ridge, it wasn't difficult to scout around and locate the spot where the dinner scene was taken. In a small, inconspicuous heap of rocks, Austin uncovered a rusty tin can. There was no doubt that this contained a record of some sort. This proved to be the case and was indeed the record of that 1908 climb. The record was just as fresh looking as the day it had been left when father of Austin was 25 years old, 8 years before he and Austin's mother were married and 14 years before Austin was born. Most recently, known to Austin, two scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey climbed to the site on July 3, 1992 and replaced those aging tins with new ones. The original record, now more than 100 years old, could likely survive for another century. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.